This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, my name is Abdullah Jibril and I'm a student from Abuja, Nigeria. My question is, what are your views about the youth of today and your advice to the youth? As far as the youth are concerned, they are the future leaders of tomorrow. The youth play a crucial role as far as the Muslim Ummah is concerned. We should see to that the youth are involved in Islamic activities. And the ibadah that is done by a young person is more loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than as compared to the ibadah of an old person. And there's a hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which mentions regarding seven people who will be shaded under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day when there will be no shade except for the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of these seven categories of people is a person who is a young person, shabun nasha fi ibadatillah, a young person who engages in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the ibadah of a young person, because when a person is young, he's full of energy and there are several distractions and he has the opportunity to waste his time to do several other things. But this young person chooses to serve the deen. This young person chooses to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This young person chooses to do ibadah. So the ibadah of a young person is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the duty of the elders that they encourage the youth to be involved in Islamic activities. The youth should see to that they do da'wah, that is, convey the message of Islam to the non-Muslims, to those who are unaware of it. And Islam should be presented to the youth in a palatable manner. The logical aspects of Islam should be presented to the youth so that they will be attracted towards Islam. And the youth should be taught that Islam is not an outdated religion, but Islam is a religion that is compatible with all times. And we should see to that the youth, they are involved in Islamic activities. For example, the youth can be taken to camps and excursions wherein they can have edutainment, entertainment, as well as doing things that are Islamic, that will draw them closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, when the youth are taken to in the camps and excursions, they can play football, basketball and other sports as well. And along with this, they can be short talks and short lectures, encouraging the youth to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do ibadah, to do excessive ibadah, and to involve in Islamic activities. And at the same time, during these camps and excursions, the youth can be given the opportunity to practically do da'wah. They can be given the opportunity to do one-to-one da'wah with the non-Muslims. This will help them immensely and it will encourage them. The youth should be given responsibilities and they should be given certain tasks in the society so that they will realize their importance. And another important aspect is regarding the masjid. The masjid, it should not be only restricted to offering salah. Unfortunately, many of the masajid today, they are restricted only to offering salah. But the role of a masjid, it is very diverse and various Islamic activities can be conducted in the masjid. So the youth should be attracted to the masjid. There should be Islamic halaqat. There should be courses that should be held in the masjid. And at the same time, there should be Islamic quizzes for the youth, especially inviting the youth to the masjid. And prizes and gifts can be given to the youth as well. And in fact, there should be special programs designed only for the youth, focusing on the youth. The youth are very important as far as the Muslim Ummah is concerned. And if the youth dedicate their lives for serving the deen, it will benefit the Ummah, Muslim Ummah, hugely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-An'am, chapter number 6, verse number 162 and 163, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say indeed, my prayer, my sacrifice, my life and my death are all for Allah, the sustainer of the worlds. So we should see to that we encourage the youth to dedicate their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is very important the correct tarbiyah and upbringing be given to the youth. From a young age, it is the duty of the parents to see to that their children have an Islamic environment. There should be more of Islamic schools wherein the environment is Islamic and Islam is taught to the students. The correct understanding of the glorious Quran is taught to the students. and Arabic as a language is taught to the students as well. There should be more of Islamic universities. And I would request the youth, those who have passed their 12th grade, that to apply for admission in one of the three universities in Saudi Arabia. That is Imam Muhammad bin Saud Islamic University in Riyadh, the Islamic University of Medina in the city of Medina, and the Ummul Qura University in Makkah. These three universities are one of the best Islamic universities in the world. And if you cannot get admission in one of these universities, you can even apply for admission in the IIUM, Islamic International University of Malaysia. So inshallah, it will benefit you immensely. You will have better understanding of the deen, and inshallah, you can also learn Arabic as a language, which will help you immensely to understand the glorious Quran. In order to have in-depth analysis of the glorious Quran, it is highly recommended and preferable that a person learns Arabic as a language, so that it will aid an individual to understand the glorious Quran better. If you want to have in-depth analysis and understanding of the glorious Quran, it is highly recommended that you learn Arabic as a language. So therefore, the youth should see to it that they even try to learn Arabic as a language. So it is the duty of the people in the community, as well as the elders and the parents, that they encourage their youth to come closer towards the religion of Islam. And if the logical aspects of Islam are presented and shown to the youth, inshallah, they will be attracted towards Islam. And once the youth realize the importance of Islam, inshallah, it will benefit the Muslim Ummah largely, and inshallah, the Muslim Ummah will benefit through the youth. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He keep the youth, the Muslim youth, on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, on the straight path. And the youth, they are the future leaders of tomorrow. So therefore, the youth should realize their importance, and they should realize their presence in the Muslim Ummah. So I hope that answers your question.